Hello, it's Mama D here, jerking some suds. Well, okay, drinking some tea. Or losing my marbles. I wanted to do something on the Rotary Dream Home, but inclement weather kept us from it. So, next week. This week, strange or hardly used expressions. Or strange or hardly used potatoes. First, though, in honor of weeks merely to Christmas, this is my all Christmas music show. I'm doing it now because no one else is playing this music yet. So that's why I feel like I can. Anyway, here you go. Bare Naked Ladies with Michael Bublé. Elf's Lament. And maybe something else yet, too.
I'm a man of reason, and they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but it's folly when you volley for position. Never in existence has there been such a resistance to ideas meant to free us. If you could see us, then you'd listen. Toiling through the ages, making toys on garnished wages. There's no union, we're only through when we outdo the competition. I made toys, but I've got aspirations. Imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf. A full indentured servitude can reflect on one's attitude, but that silly red hat just makes the fat man look outrageous. Absurd though it may seem, you know I've heard there's even been illegal doping. And though we're coping, I just hope it's not contagious. You try to start a movement and you think you see improvement, but when thrown into the moment, we just don't seem so courageous. I make toys and I've got aspirations. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf. You look at yourself, you're an elf, and the shelf is just filled with disappointing memories. Trends come and go, and your friends wanna know why you aren't just happy making crappy little gizmos. Every kid knows they'll just throw this stuff away. We're used to repetition, so we drew up a petition. We the undersigned feel undermined. Let's redefine employment. We know that we've got leverage, so we'll hand the fat man a beverage. He'll sit back while we attack the utter lack of our enjoyment. It may be tough to swallow, but our threats are far from hollow. He may thunder, but if he blunders, he may wonder where the toys went. I make toys, but I've got aspirations. Some noise, use your imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price. Naughty or nice, but consider the price. Naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts. That right would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list. What is this illusion called? The innocence of youth. Maybe only in that blind belief can we ever find the truth. No. That wars would never start, and time would heal our hearts. Every man would have a friend, that right would always win, and love would never. This is my grown-up Christmas list. This is my only lifelong wish. This is my grown-up Christmas list.
Okay, I'm not ready for Christmas. And this makes me as mad as a hatter. But where does that expression come from? Well, doing a little research, I discovered that in the mid-18th and 19th centuries, a process called carroting was used in making felt hats. Animal skins were soaked in mercuric nitrate. For those of you who are chemical geniuses, that's HgNO3 squared times 2H2O, I think. Anyway, I'm sure one of you chemists will tell me differently if I'm wrong. The solution and the vapors are highly toxic. And so, widespread mercury poisoning among hatters, leaving them with tremors, insomnia, dementia, and hallucinations, as well as emotional lability, which means they were prone to fits of smiling, fits of laughter, fits of crying, usually at inappropriate or the wrong time. Ergo, mad as a hatter. There you go. It all comes down to too much mercury. Here, now, Josh Groban, Believe, from Polar Express. Oh, and what the heck, Lorena McKenna, God rest you merry, gentlemen.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling, dreams are calling like bells in the distance. We were dreamers not so long ago, but one by one we all had to grow up when it seems the magic slipped away. We find it all again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings to fly. It seems that we have lost our way. We find ourselves again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside. Give your dreams the wings to fly. You have everything you need if you just believe. If you just believe. If you just believe. If you just
and joy.
Okay. Just to let you know, we've moved along to Tickety Boo. Now, Tickety Boo means everything's all right. Clicking right along, things going as per plan. It first appeared around 1920. And the most common and accepted theory is that it comes by way of British colonial presence in India and stems from the Hindi expression Tikai Babu, meaning it's all right, sir. Tickety boo. Everything has a meaning. Everything has a reason. How do you like them apples? Personally, I like Royal Galas, but there you go. So there you have it. Tickety boo. Anyway, I talked about potatoes too. I found this lovely magazine first, and it gives 10 brilliant uses for potatoes. The first brilliant use is to detarnish silverware. And I want somebody to try this and then let me know if it works. You can email me at coffee, COFFEETTEA, MAMAD, at yahoo.ca. All lowercase. So, okay. Your in-laws are coming and your silver. Yeah, like who has silver? Are you know, in just a couple of hours, and you don't have time to clean the family silver. Who does that? To the rescue, leftover water from your boiled potatoes. Simply boil the potatoes like normal until soft, but reserve the liquid. After removing them from the pot, toss the silverware into the water and let it sit for 30 minutes. Rinse the utensils under cool water and then buff with a soft, dry cloth. Apparently, the residual phosphoric acid in the water naturally breaks down tarnish, causing silver oxide, leaving utensils shiny and spot-free, just in time to wow the mother-in-law. Yeah, right. Like silver's going to do it. Anyway, I digress. My mother-in-law is wonderful, just so you know. In any case, how about a little, what the heck? I never played this kind of thing. Paul Brandt, Away in a Manger.
Bye. And when I saw the bed, well, I knew just what to do. I bowed down to worship the light and the truth. And the way in a manger is a babe fast asleep. He's never a stranger to wise men who see the light and the hope for all of mankind. He's the way in a manger, and he's easy to find.
When the gift is the music, the words will find.
Okay, more uses for potatoes. Apparently, you can get rid of warts by using raw potatoes. Now, my grandmother swore, absolutely swore, by using raw potatoes on burns. And I have to admit, she was right. And, you know, she would take the potatoes and rub them on, you know, like raw potatoes. Or even easier way to do it is now is in a food processor. Just put the raw potato in, skin and all, whir it around until it's like a mush. And then apply it. You can apply it on a burn directly. And, you know, it takes the pain out. And I don't know what it does, but boy, oh boy, Oma was so right. Anyway, apparently you can also cut a raw potato into several small pieces, then rub the fleshy side of one piece on a wart until the potato juice covers it completely. Allow it to dry and repeat the treatment daily for 1 week. The vegetable's phosphoric acid kills bacteria around the area, and the iron and potassium in the potatoes naturally dehydrate the virus within the wart, eliminating the source of the unsightly growth. Apparently, if you've been cleaning blueberries and playing with pomegranates, then you have blue and red stains all over your hands. And apparently, rubbing your hands with the flesh of a raw potato will just remove all the stain. Just rinse with cool water, and your hands should be stain free. Now, everybody knows if you put too much salt into a dish, if you cut a couple of big chunks of potato up, throw it into the whatever it is you're cooking, it removes some of the salt. But apparently you can also de-puff stressed, tired eyes. And maybe you can throw potatoes at cats that are fighting. If you slice two slices from a raw potato and apply it to your eyes for 10 minutes, the vitamin C neutralizes the histamines, and it takes down the irritation and the swelling. And you can fog-proof your windshield by cutting a raw potato in half and rubbing the fleshy side over the inside of the windshield. The vegetable coats the glass with a clear starchy film that deflects visibility impairing vapors from the surface. You can use a potato to remove a light bulb. If the light bulb breaks and you can't get it out of the socket, you know, you just cut a potato in half, jam it in, yeah, well, you know. You know, so there you go. So anyway, next up, a little more music. Kate and Hannah McGarrigle, Spotlight on Christmas. And who knows, maybe I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Enfant, chante. she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a heartbeat. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom, half asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard, toss knowing why. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Well, yeah, she didn't see me creep.
Well, folks, that is really all I have for you. Not a lot of content this week, but, you know, what can I say? All that lovely Christmas music. Now, I will say this other thing. I did find some lovely uses for baby food jars in this. So, you know, fill a jar of with little peppermints and hot glue a red cupcake liner to the lid of the baby food jar, glue a mint onto the top, and you can hand them out. Now you can also make mini snow globes with baby food jars. That's always fun. Just all kinds of things that you can do, all kinds of exciting things that you can do with baby food jars. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Anything else in here that's terribly exciting? So anyway, here is my little list of rarely used expressions. We just don't use them anymore. I'm still fair to middling. Apparently this is a Wisconsin kind of saying. And trying to find a dog to hunt. You've heard that expression, that dog don't hunt, meaning, you know, just doesn't happen. Something is gumming up the works. Apparently there's a fly in the ointment. Being a Jill of all trades, worth not quite a shilling. But, you know, it's all Jim Dandy. I do not look gift horses in the mouth. But I am in the pink, never out in left field, nor behind the eight ball. The cat never has my tongue. And I rarely have to 23 skidoo. I do blow into town. I don't believe in kicking the bucket. I do know some people who are pushing up daisies. I'm not jonesing for anything. I rarely get the short end of the stick. Unfortunately, I don't have a butter and egg man, but I'd like one. I'm not knee-high to a grasshopper. There are a couple of people I knew when he was still in short pants. We have a new kitten, and he is as cute as a button. We have another cat, and he's as cute as a bug's ear. I don't know what pitching woo means. I do know what making whoopee means. I can't shake a leg. I'm rarely off the deep end. Yes, I jump the gun quite a lot. I love getting goats. No, something isn't stuck in my craw. And isn't it all just a kick in the head? Here's some more music. Now, one of the expressions that I didn't get into was I actually checked up on. because somebody sent this to me and I thought, what the heck does that mean? It's a term called chin music. Now, it's American slang for too much idle talk. There's too much chin music and too little fighting in this war anyhow. And that's from Stephen Crane's 1895 novel, Red Badge of Courage. Chin music has become a euphemism for punching someone on the chin. Now, I hope they don't have a glass jaw when somebody does something, because it will break and it will sue you. And that would not be any fun. Here's a little something from Lump of Coal. Blue Christmas.
Taste.
Well, guys, I'm just going to end this now. And I'm just going to play as much music as I possibly can. A little more Lorena McKennitt, Luna, Eggnog. Anyway, I will say ciao, Bella. Next week, look for a little story on the Rotary Home, Dream Home.
Last looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon the night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hear the page and stand by me, if thou knowest its time. He's drawn. Sir, he leaves the goodly clans underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence by St. Agnes' We'll be right back.